beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you go, take a look in the 5 and 10,
glistening once again
with candy canes and silver lanes aglow. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Toys in every store, but the prettiest sight to see is the holly that will be on your own front door.
Here we go.
Hello. 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 You are, darling. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. So we need inspiration. This is audio advent something or other. I think I'm on 6 or 7. I've got to do my birthday one and all sorts. I've not even caught up. So it's in my advent calendar is something like December 7th or 8th or something, or I don't know. So I have not labelled a couple of them, but I might have to stop. What? I don't know. Mr. Muscle. She wants Mr. Muscle, and she wants to talk about Christmas. Oh, right. No, you're right. I'm just trying to find the Mr. Muscle. Or where do you think you put it? What? There's a candle. Oh, where did you have it left? Oh, I found it. I found it. Yeah. Oh, that's why I put it there. Right, what's that? Right. Are you joining in with this beginning to look a lot like Christmas? So, what are we trying to do? What are we trying to establish from the audience?
We're going to go shopping.
Yeah. Didn't want to buy. Yeah. Well, we're going shopping tomorrow, aren't we?
We are tomorrow.
Yeah,
well, we better come up with some ideas.
We know what we're getting, Nathan's, I think.
So,
other than that, we have to think about. Well, I can think about things I want to get for you. That's not difficult.
You don't need to buy any more.
Oh, what am I buying you then?
Don't know yet. We'll have to see.
No, that's happening.
I know.
Okay.
We'll talk about it afterwards.
We'll talk about it afterwards. Fair enough. So, if that works out, that's good.
I'm going to be one of these cliched people who go, I don't need anything, I'm alive.
This is just terrible. You're getting right, I tell you. You've got a bad sense of humour. No. It's just your humour.
Yeah, it's a bit dark and bad.
No, it's all right. So what are we going to buy then for Christmas? We don't know, do we? For people.
Jewellery.
Yeah.
I'm going to buy that diamond, you know, and it's A. Samuel for 12 grand.
Wedding ring.
Oh, you buy that thing?
That'd be nice.
You can't wear it. No, you can wear it, you just can't exchange it.
Yeah. So that. No, but other things. Anyone's got any thoughts what we should get for Christmas? Who have we got to buy for?
My parents. Oh, electric banjo, if anyone can tell
me. Oh, yeah. Tell us about electric banjo. So you do know.
My dad wants a... Well, no. I'll rephrase that.
Yeah.
My dad would like a banjo. He used to play years ago. And then he sold them over the years to various people. And he'd quite like another one, I think.
Yeah.
And my dad's done lots for us.
Yeah, yeah.
And continues loads. To.
Yeah.
And I kind of had this thought of buying a banjo. But conventional banjos bum, 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 are... Bum, 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 I should have found it for you to play it at the same time. Anyway, moving on. So this electric banjo, so this normal banjo I looked up. The problem with banjos is they're not very sociable instruments.
They're loud considering how little they are.
And thus, I have established that you can buy electric ones and you plug it into your amp and then you can play. And also my dad's retiring. The end of the year, so
we'll
have plenty of time to play.
Yeah.
Etc.
Yeah, like that. I don't know how, we're going to try and buy a joint, aren't we? I think your sister might want to be involved. Oh, well, there you go. That's two things.
I need to find one. Yeah, I may not be able to just go and buy one in a shop.
Why?
I don't know where you buy them from.
Don't you buy them from Yamaha?
No, they don't sell them.
Serious?
Yeah.
I'll better have a look then. Do Amazon sell them?
Otherwise, I could quite treat.
What about Bonner Music in Eastbourne?
Oh, should we go to Eastbourne?
Yeah. We could do that. Yeah.
Excellent.
That would be fun, wouldn't it? Yeah. Go down by the sea.
Yeah.
except for they don't talk
like
that.
Why do you like to be designed?
Okay, so that might be, so a banjo. What else though? Who else you got to buy? For your mom. So what, yeah.
She's the hardest person in the world to buy for.
So are you.
I was just about to say, paralleled only by me.
Yeah. Yeah. So?
So, yeah. Where did I do that Christmas card?
I'll put it on the table. Oh. I've lent it up so it can be seen.
It might be from Zoe.
Yeah. Well, so Nathan can see it, I mean, and read it. Oh, I could try and read it when we finish.
I'm always a bit kind of dubious about people sending me Christmas cards because then I have to return the favour.
Yeah. So...
So, yeah, so for them, Nathan's bought for his grandparents, but I might buy them a little something if I see something that takes my fancy.
Yeah.
So my parents, my sister's kids.
Yeah.
You. You're right, you're not recording that anymore.
I am.
You.
Don't you know what to get me?
I've got no idea what to buy for you. You're hard to buy for. Men are hard to buy for. But actually, it begs the question... Listening to me now.
It begs the question, what?
It begs the question, is Christmas just all about commercial, how much money we can spend on people, buying them stuff for the sake of saying we bought them presents? Hey.
Yeah, it could be.
Yeah.
Anyway. There's a danger of, it's at the churches to go to.
So should I be, but there's another thing, there's another phenomenon. Where people buy people
the reason
charity
for the
gifts.
Season.
No, people buy charity gifts.
Yeah.
And they buy you buy some. They give you a gift, and it's essentially a goat in a foreign country. Or something. And some people say they feel really insulted because they may not choose to give to that charity because you buy it as a gift.
Yeah.
Anyway, I'll let you.
I'm accompanying you because you're talking.
You buy it as a charity gift, and you then don't.
Do anything with it.
No, you get a certificate and you give it to the person you're giving it to, but it's like, it would like be like you saying to me, well, I'm going to give you, you've bought, I don't know, I'm trying to think of a charity I don't support.
I see.
You know, and or because charity is a very personal thing, isn't it? So yeah. You might give somebody a goat and they might actually want a present. You know, that kind of thing.
Yes, yeah, so you get this little certificate.
So it's all about you feeling good rather than actually giving them something.
So you get this little certificate and you go, and you just get it at Christmas. Oh, thanks.
Yeah. So there's a middle ground between buying extravagant, although you're welcome to buy me extravagant jewellery. I want a necklace at some point.
Yeah, I know.
Because I had a very nice, I hasten to add, gold chain with a cross on it.
Yeah.
And it was just a plain gold cross, and I lost it when I went to hospital. It got lost in the ambulance. I think what happened was they had to... I was so ill, unbeknownst to me. I was so ill that they had to cut off my top. That's Nathan. And it got...
so help us...
Hold on, I'll...
Okay, we're going to carry on. This is live, everyone. Live and direct.
Hello. Hi. All right.
Hi.
We
don't know.
Where is it?
There. On the tableau. I have already opened it. Oh, hello.
You, Claire and Nathan. Merry Christmas and a happy new year. Regard, Trevor, June and family at number 86. Remember then.
Oh, June was incredibly worried.
No, that was Zoe.
Oh.
Zoe was incredibly worried. Okay then, folks.
Yeah, necklace then.
Any more thoughts?
That's what I want, so I'd sort the rest of you.
I'm getting an Xbox.
Yeah, you're getting that from Nanny.
And TV.
We're talking about Christmas. Ah, yeah. We're talking about what inspired what we... It's part of my advent on Audio Boom.
Audio advent.
Talking about what to get for Christmas for people not feeling particularly inspired. But we've actually come up with some ideas. And so you want an Xbox and you want a...
Oh, no, I'm getting an Xbox. I need to really
report it. That's terrible. You shouldn't know things like that.
Yeah, Mummy, I shouldn't know things like that.
Yeah.
But Nanny's already bought my Xbox.
Yeah, what about Father Christmas?
Christmas isn't real. Sorry for any kids.
Oh, no, I'm not bothered. I'm not even going to bother putting a warning on this. People should know that by now. And no one listens to Audio Boom anyway, I don't think. But anyway, that'll do. We will speak to you all soon, anyone that's listening. Thanks for listening. Yeah. And now we're just playing out with Santa's List by Cliff Richard because we like it. Nathan is doing an impression of a... Or reindeer trying to make a phone call. That's terrible. You don't do like that. It's not bad, actually. No. They're not around yet. They're pigeons. What's that got to do with Christmas? You want to eat one? Oh well, there you go. That was unexpected. You got an impression of us doing Christmas pigeons. Speak to you soon. Bye bye. Beyond the dark horizon, there's a far more bountiful land. Void of all starvation for every woman and man. So reach out from the wilderness and pray to. Oh,